Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I love that song. It's a Foo Fighters song, and it's been reimagined in after the outbreak of COVID-19 and our self-quarantine. I can't remember who was behind that. Do they have like a main name on that, or is it just the sort of the world does the Foo Fighters?
I don't know. It's neat though.
Nikki, how do they list it? Is it just
Dave Grohl and the BBC Live Lounge?
Oh, okay.
Because I think most of the artists that are on the clip are all British singers.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. There were a bunch of people we didn't even recognize on.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
that is, it's
really
absolutely
good.
Beautiful. All right. So, and thanks to Jane, because I'm sure she's the one who plugged that into the show. So thanks for sharing that with us, Janie. Vinny, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
How do I keep letting this happen? I'm so sorry.
What has happened now,
Vincent? I usually print out the show sheet so I know what my sponsors are. And I didn't do that today because I thought I've been using a lot of paper here. But I know why now, because I can't. I've always got a different window open. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. If you ever miss our show, get the Radio.com app, and you can catch all our podcasts on Radio.com. Thank you. Today should be cooler. Maybe in your area it'll only be 5 degrees cooler, but one way or another, it's cooler than yesterday, not hotter, and that news is good.
Yeah, anything that's cooler than yesterday is cool with me. I expected there to be fog this morning, frankly, because it had looked like the temperatures were going to plummet, but I got a blue sky here. You guys all blue skies? What's it doing
blue
in the city?
Blue skies, beautiful, perfect.
Blue skies.
Oh, boy.
Yep, same out here.
All right, I'm sure it'll be cooler, though.
Yeah. All right, so I want to begin with something that I'm happy to hear about. It looks like today there will be a conference call and a vote about whether the NBA will move forward with their sort of proposed restart of the season.
Okay.
And into the playoffs. So it looks like they've come up with a plan to play these games at Disney World in Florida.
Oh, only at Disney World.
It looks like it. It looks like that's the plan.
So that they can quarantine people, or is it?
Exactly right. They had to make a bubble in order to be able to keep everyone safe due to the coronavirus.
And what better bubble than Disney World? I mean, are they going to open some rides for them and everything? Get to tour Epcot? What's happening?
I don't know. Well, I don't remember what the exact date of the reopen was. Was it July 11th?
But I thought it was July 31st, but again, that's
either way, they're planning to reopen. You will wear masks and things will look very different. But that is the deal. So they're going to restart the season in Orlando, Florida. They'll vote today about whether or not this should happen. So it'll be a few regular season games, I guess, to get everyone up to speed, and a few play-in positions for teams not already set to make the playoffs. So and I don't know how people will view this in terms of its historical importance. You know, whoever wins the NBA title, does it count? Is it, you know,
Shortened
as far as
season,
I'm concerned,
weird setup.
As a fan of the NBA, I look forward to watching games. And usually the season is so long and there's so many games that I take for granted how much pleasure I get out of just sitting and watching a game. And so I'll often be like, oh,
there they are.
Right. And now that I'm very much looking forward to them being back and getting to watch some NBA action. I don't believe the Warriors are anywhere near making an appearance at this. But next year, everybody. Mm. Next year, everyone's going to be back. We've got some good draft picks. Fingers crossed. Okay, I'll move on. Dr. Anthony Fauci, someone we've all grown to know through his
voice of
heightened
reason
profile and, yes, over COVID-19. He says now that he expects the U.S. will have 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine available before the end of the year.
Wow.
So he's someone who's working very closely with probably everyone involved in the vaccine process. And that is good news.
Fast tracking is a little frightening. I mean, it's great. It's actually great news. Let's just hope they didn't skip any steps.
There is a lot at stake.
Yep.
For the country, for the world to be able to get back to the business of making
business.
Money.
Right.
And I think they're going to get it. Look, I'm trying super hard to stay positive. I'm not made of positivity though. I actually am kind of made of like a bad attitude.
Root.
I do have, you know, that's a knee jerk for me is, oh, that sucks. And then yeah. I have to think about that and go, come on, man, what's wrong with you? So I want to believe that they're going to get it right. I hope that that's the case. My fingers are crossed. I do want us to get back to seeing the people we work with and doing the job as we know, doing our jobs, all of us doing our jobs as we know them instead of these weird, I don't know. I'll tell you, a senator
cobbled together, right?
It's weird. So a senator in Mexico just got herself in trouble, and this is another example of how the new normal isn't normal. She's a senator. She's an important part of the Mexican government, and she accidentally was caught topless in a Zoom chat meeting. She didn't realize that she was still on when she changed her shirt. And a couple people had to tell her, hey, yay, yay, whoa. So the story goes that,
oh boy.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, did you say she's in trouble for this? Or
No. Well, I mean, it's like, what kind of trouble do you get? You get
donkey
like,
moves.
Yeah. A Mexican senator was caught topless during a government video meeting last week after getting changed in front of the camera without realizing it was on. The incident occurred during an official meeting on Zoom. A measure taken by the Mexican government during the coronavirus pandemic to avoid unnecessary risk, you know, as most places are not meeting in person. So that is something that continues. She's now issued an apology for her mistake, blaming it on her lack of technology. I don't know how this works.
I don't even know.
Of course, she was savaged online.
Of course she was.
She said yes.
So did somebody release the video?
Yes, of course. Okay, someone took a still of her appearance in the nude, and it went out into the public. They say that many people wrote really nasty things about her appearance.
Oh, that's unkind.
She said, I'm not ashamed to have shown my body, but
there she is. Vinny.
Oh, you see her? Yeah, there. Anyway, I just thought, oh, that's just, you know, how many people have been caught on a Zoom meeting? A lot.
Yep.
In fact, I don't even know if I got to the story about the mom who walked through her kid's Zoom class meeting naked and didn't realize that the whole thing was caught, that she was in the background nude.
Oh.
It's happening all over that people
don't. It's because you're so comfortable at your own house. You just assume privacy. Like, I'm just walking through my kid's room to go grab something, and I don't have any pants on.
Right.
Oops, you're on Zoom, huh? Well.
Sorry, kids.
Oops, sorry about that. I mean, you're welcome. I mean, I'm sorry. Wait.
When
Bad
will you
mom.
Be ready? So, you know, one of my buddies was, he came to town to go mountain bike riding, and he, and I couldn't go, so I wasn't going to be there with him. But then he wrote me later and said, hey, are there any fast food restaurants that you feel safe with? And I actually had to stop and go, I don't think I've eaten at a fast food restaurant. I don't know how many months it's been, but the only one I usually will ever go to is In-N-Out. On the way home, I'll grab a burger from...
Because it's from, so delicious.
From the city. You know, it's one of those things where I go, all right, I'm going to just grab a burger. I'm on my way.
I know that'll be good.
But
eat
I don't
double,
really...
Double.
So when is the last time you ate at a fast food restaurant?
Well, it was definitely before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting because my response was, I don't know. I haven't eaten at one.
Yeah.
That's, I couldn't make anything up for them. 25% of Americans say that they look forward to going to a fast food restaurant within the next month.
Oh.
15% of Americans say it's going to take over a year or longer before I go anywhere near a fast food restaurant.
Most of them will have a drive-through. It seems like that would be a controlled. You don't have to touch the thing to place your order. I mean, I guess there's an exchange of a credit card. But hopefully the people inside have a mask on and gloves and are cleaning themselves or, you know, following the guidelines. I would actually say that I would almost, just because of the way they handle food in those places, I would almost think that might be one of the safest places you could eat at.
Oh.
Although all restaurants, I don't just sort of in kind of a rudimentary glance at it. Although, you know, you like to think that every restaurant has all kinds of, had already had all kinds of health manner in place, you know, methods of keeping people's fingers out of everything.
Right.
I know when I worked in a restaurant, though, man, it was like when you really thought about it, just the, it's not pretty in kitchens.
No. No,
like everybody dipping their finger into the guacamole or
well, I think most people
cheese with their fingers.
Most people don't want to know. Like you go in and you just want to get your food. Right.
I'm sure it's fine.
Leave and they serve billions, right?
Sure.
You know, I don't see anything in the news about people being sick from this. It's got to be fine.
Well, there's that one place that people get sick at.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind then. I don't want to call anybody out by name. I'm sure plenty of places have had some problems.
You know.
There's that one place, though. Yikes.
I don't want no trouble. Just leave me be. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. Between the pandemic and civil unrest, and this is something I know to be fact just because I used to live near a gun store, and I was super interested in the fact that for some reason, when a Democratic president takes office, gun sales surge. And when there's any kind of weird thing that happens in our society, gun sales surge. And it's almost like each people, like they decide they've got to build their stockpile before somehow.
Or it gets taken away.
Right. And between the pandemic and the civil unrest that America has been watching, there's been a surge in gun sales. Nationwide, there were 80% more guns sold this May than last May.
Not surprising at all.
80%.
Not surprising. You know, it's honestly, I don't know why I don't have stock in guns. Because it does seem like those are never going away. Damn it.
Nicole, I do this story for you before I get to our texts. You know, we've been talking about the heat waves. We had a couple, a long one a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the last couple days were pretty hot too. Public pools are closed. Beaches are only allowing you to go in and swim. And around here, that means water often under 60 degrees. Sometimes
it is chilly at the beach.
Much colder than that. Yeah. So whether or not you can brave that water depends. But the new trend, because an above ground pool, of course, is gigantic, and whether or not you have space for that. And of course, then it's also a giant eyesore. People
you got a huge above ground pool and all the equipment that goes along with it.
People have been buying steel cattle troughs.
Oh, yeah.
And using them as a pool. And they say that the troughs work like an above ground pool, but they also have a rustic farmhouse look that often works with your yard decor.
I like it.
Where would I find that?
They say
at,
here.
Farm supply store. There's a good one in American Canyon where I know for a fact you can get one.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
I'm not too far
from
there. They say if you're interested in a cattle trough, the cost is around $300 to $600. It'll look great in your yard and you'll be able to jump in for a dip. Are you down?
Yeah, I'm already imagining in my head where I can put it.
Yeah, they're good size. You know, the problem is there's no like any kind of filtration system. So, you know, you have to empty that a few times.
Yeah.
That's going to get expensive.
Yes, that will get expensive.
I'll look into it, though, for sure.
The algae bloom. I suppose you could put like a chlorine float in it, right?
I was going to I wonder if there is a way, if you went or called like a pool business, they might have ways you could keep that thing clean.
A little filter, right? With a skimmer and like a little, little chlorine tablets or whatever. You might be able to. You're right.
Yeah, I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, you should. That's a good idea. Because you were saying you were looking just for a kiddie pool and you couldn't even find one, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've been seeing people just get like inflatables and there's like this inflatable where it has like a visor, I guess, and then somewhere to put your feet and you just put the hose on it, fill it up, and you just sit in it.
Oh.
Kind of like that. But I like that story
a
lot better.
Good. You know, it's not something you can dive into or anything.
No.
At least you can sit in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's about, cooling off, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We look forward to hearing from you guys. 916 says, we're cooling down to 105 here in Sacramento.
Oh, phew.
Lucky.
Relief. Oh, my God. I know we're over here whining about the high 90s. Oh, it's so hot. Meanwhile, the Central Valley bakes.
Hey folks, what's with the new programming schedule? I'm confused. What changed? Are we doing something different?
I don't know.
I thought our schedule is, you know,
I thought we stuck with it.
We've been pretty locked into the schedule we're doing for like 11 or 12 years.
Yeah. I mean, we've added a second song because we don't have enough commercial. I mean, we need to be able to read stories and prepare our incredible news breaks for you
and go number one and refill our coffee mug.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Listen, we got stuff to do, so we play two songs now, but that's really the only programming change.
I'm trying to create real heart problems over here.
Get that sucker going.
I am drinking way too much coffee these days. Way
I am drinking twice my normal amount of coffee, and I love it. I don't even care.
Where was I? Oh yeah, that's the Sacramento story. That was beautiful. People really like the times like these. Thank you for playing times like these. So perfect for the time.
Yeah, that was I love that version. It's so pretty. There's that ooh part at the end that just gets me in the heart. It's beauties.
You guys have played a couple audio clips before going to break today. Where can we find those? One was the comedian and the other was played before going to the 7:30 break. Thanks.
I think both of those they're things I reposted on my Instagram, but we, you know, decided, and actually I have one more that's really good coming up, but it was on Twitter, so I couldn't, but I'll have to, I don't want to spoil the surprise. Brittany, do you want to try and post those?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, let's do that. There's,
have it all in one place.
There were just a couple really solid pieces today that we, you know, I decided I'm going to end my breaks with those.
Hey, listen to this before we go to break. I told you earlier that Vaughn and I, a guy on our show, have been in contact, and I'd been writing him for a couple different reasons, and most of the conversations were private between him and I. But then later, I wrote him and said, how can our show help?
Yeah,
and he said he thought about it and wrote some stuff, and it's profound and it's pages long. And he is a writer, so I shouldn't be surprised. But it's excellent, and we posted it. But I also sent it to our boss, and our boss Greg wrote back, "Hey Vin, heard you talk about this today, and glad you sent it. This is really great. It will be elevated. Can you send me Vaughn's contact info?" Yes, I can do
awesome.
That is awesome.
It is great.
That's the kind of reaction you hope to get from your management. And I also already heard back from, well, I've heard back from multiple people about this. So the news is good. Anyway, what's coming
and
up?
And we
in the
posted
trash?
That if people want to look at it for themselves. Yes. Where did we put that up, Bryn?
The Facebook page as well.
Okay, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'm going to start with the music news and we'll see where we go from there right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.